Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and we have traveled down Airport Boulevard for this week's edition, visiting with Baker head girls basketball coach and former women's basketball four-year letter winner, Lauren Walker. Coach Walker, appreciate your taking the time visiting with us.
No problem. Thank you guys for coming out.
You are in your first year here at Baker, hired in the middle of April, starting your first season as a head varsity coach. It gets going next week. How excited are you at this point?
I'm very excited. I think that we're going to, after a couple more practices this week, we're going to be fully prepared. You know, we've been going really hard in the preseason with conditioning and strength, and you know, we're not going to be the tallest team, but you know, my goal is definitely for us to be the quickest and fastest and you know, transition like team. So I'm pretty prepared, and I think the girls will be too.
You know, you and we'll talk about some of this later, but since graduating from South, you've worked as an assistant varsity coach but head JV coach at a few different schools in the area the last 4 years. Going into your first game as a varsity head coach next week, does this feel any different as you get close to that?
It does. It does feel a little different, but it's a great feeling. You know, it's something that I've been really looking forward to for 4 years. It's a little different, you know, nervous sign, but it's an exciting nervousness. So I'm really ready.
As I said, you were officially hired here at Baker April 18th. If you would, for our listeners, kind of walk us through, since you started, what are the things you've done to prepare for this season that's about to get underway?
Well, when I got hired in April, you know, Mr. Richardson and Coach Agnew, you know, I really thank them for giving me this opportunity. It's a great one. I love Baker. You know, Baker's going to give me the opportunities to be successful. And so really when I took the job in April, I already, you know, we started full speed. We were, we had our tryouts early May. Once we hit May, we were doing spring, you know, conditioning. And then once we hit June, you know, June for high schools in the state of Alabama is a, we do play dates and we get to practice every day, you know, and we got to experience those. But really from our preseason, I mean, we did all summer. And, you know, when we hit August, we were, I mean, every day we had those girls out. We were doing two-a-days. We had them doing their strengths, their conditioning, their agilities, their quickness. Something that I've worked with the girls, you know, that's our motto. We talk about unity, okay? That's our big thing. You know, we have to have the five aspects of unity, discipline. We've really been working on our discipline, our structure, our leadership, our heart and our drive, and really teaching them those five things, putting, you know, all those together. The girls are going to, you know, as the season progresses, going to be prepared, you know, and that's what we as the coaching staff have really tried to program into these girls' mind.
So in college, basketball teams at the start of October can officially begin practice, and they're 20 hours a week getting ready for the upcoming season. Is there anything like that in high school, and how long have you been officially practicing? And for you guys, how many days a week is that? How long are your practices, and how does it compare to you when you played?
Well, for state of Alabama, the first official basketball practice was October 16th. It was that Monday. We are full speed. I like to have scheduled in for 3 hours. You know, I always like to keep that strength and conditioning outside of, you know, keep it in the weight room. You know, you're building it up, and, you know, you've got to keep that throughout the season. But we normally go about two and a half hours, you know, 3 hours, especially being a new program, new coaches, new players. You know, there's a lot of things that we got to teach the girls. And, you know, me playing for Rick Petrie, you know, I do have a lot of my, you know, coaching strategies and things, you know, I get from him, you know, playing under him for 4 years. it's a little different. It's not, I mean, obviously college and high school are completely opposite, you know, skill-wise and things, but structure and time-wise, it's pretty similar, you know, between those two.
How many days a week do you practice?
Six. I know. It's a lot, but, you know, like I said, it's I really watch the body of the girls. You know, we do a lot of ice baths. I'm really watching their nutrition. Like I said, being such a young team, and, I mean, these girls got some grit about them. I mean, they want to be in the gym. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. I give them about a day off a week, you know, and they're doing pretty well with that. They like that routine, you know, that we keep going.
Now, in addition to being the head varsity coach here at Baker High, you're also physical education
teacher.
That's
right, I know.
How many classes are you teaching a day, and, you know, how do you work around that in terms of what you need to do preparation-wise as a coach?
Well, and like I said, I honestly believe Mr. Richardson and Coach Agnew, we have the best high school in the state of Alabama, in my opinion. They really take care of their teachers, but they also take care of their coaches. I teach three classes. So we have block classes at Baker. I teach first and second block, but then we have something called Hornet block, which is right in the middle of the day. It's about 50 minutes. I've got all my varsity players in there. So preparation-wise, like, we just had a scrimmage last night. Today we're going to go in and watch film. And, you know, those are going to be my preparation days for teaching and learning, because I think, you know, as a coach, it's important to be all, you know, teaching on the court, but it's also just as important to teach them offside of the court, like the classroom. So, you know, I get that every day, you know. So when we play a game, we'll be watching film the next day, and I teach, and then, you know, after that, I teach third block, and then we have fourth block athletics every day. So, you know, and that starts at 1:20. So I get them from them until I decide to send them home.
Well, when it comes to, like, plays and game planning, and I don't even know how much scouting goes on in high school, because I don't think there's an official video exchange like college.
Yeah.
How much time do you put into that part of the job, and when do you do it?
A lot of times you do when you go home, you know, and when I start scouting. I'm a big type of coach. We do exchange film. You know, we use huddle a lot. But I want to go see the kids play. Like, so if I'm scouting a team, for, whether it be McGill or Blount or LaFleur or whatever, I'm actually going to go watch that game because, you know, as a coach, I want to physically see them. You know, colleges, it's kind of hard. You can't fly out to Denver and go watch them play a game, you know. You got to watch film. But we do exchange film a lot. You know, all of us coaches in the area, we have really good relationships, and we all exchange film, and I just go watch them. And but really the preparation, that's what people really don't see about high school coaches. You know, we do a lot of it outside of school. You can't do it inside of school. I mean, you can sometimes, but really, in, you know, I like doing it at home because I can focus. It's just me, you know, getting my stuff done, you know, and Coach Morgan, he's my assistant coach, and we work very well together. We actually do that stuff together, so that helps out too. But all that stuff is normally outside of school hours, practice hours.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Lauren Walker, former Jaguar women's basketball letter winner, now the head varsity coach at Baker High School. This first year in this position, first chance to run a program. Tell our listeners what you would describe as the style of play you want your team to have on the court.
Well, I would like to have the biggest, strongest team out there, but, you know, sometimes in high school you don't get it that way. But, you know, first I just want to say how proud I am of the girls. I don't think God could have blessed me with a better group of girls, of how well they work together and how strong they are. You know, I have two seniors that, I mean, they're great leaders. We are very small. I think our biggest post player would probably be about 5'6", 5'7", and I wouldn't even consider her post. So, you know, you have to, as a coach, you have to learn and understand who your team is. And we're very small. So that's why I've really focused on conditioning, strength, agility, speed. We're going to be a transition team, you know. We've really got to work on our blockouts. I mean, we got to be strong on our blockouts. So those big trees, you know, we got to get over the backs, you know. But that's just the type of team we are. We're going to be quick and fast, but we are going to be very detailed to the T, you know, being patient on our offenses, being very aggressive on our defenses. And, you know, that's what I hope for the season, what type of team we're going to be.
You know, and I guess in high school, there should be no recruiting.
Wait, you're right.
There's another conversation that probably doesn't need to be had. But
you're right.
going off of that, and just that your roster, your player pool just comes from who's in the area and attends the school. You know, what do you take from your previous jobs as an assistant, where you may have played different style, because you may just have to run a different style every year depending on what roster shows up.
That's right.
What have you taken from those other positions that you think you apply now?
I loved coaching at other schools. I believe, you know, I learned something from every coach, every team that I've been with, you know, and it's almost like, you know, I'm very glad that, you know, I got that experience as an assistant varsity coach, as a head JV coach all those years, because I was able to sit back and watch. You know, I was able to get all these different coaching philosophies. I got to see what worked. I got to see what didn't work, you know, and experience, you know, for me as well. I got to experience, well, this doesn't work. Well, this might work, you know, because every team was different. And I learned so every day I learned something new, you know, and every day I learned something, whether it be good or bad, I take that into consideration because, you know, that's what has made me the coach I am now.
Who would you say are the people you consider your biggest influences in as a coach and what you do today?
Well, in my opinion, I've had a lot of good coaches. Deon Cross, he was my, you know, he started off my AAU coach. You know, he played for Stanford. He was just an all-around good guy. I mean, he got me to understand, you know, the nature of basketball and how you just play basketball. But, you know, when I got to college, you know, Rick Petrie, you know, we all know Rick. I mean, he is awesome. You know, he's great. Like, he's a hardcore guy, and I get a lot of my structure from him. You know, I'll never forget, he would tell me, L-Dub, you got to take two steps this way, or, you know, wait on your screens. You know, as a player, you don't necessarily always see that all the time, but as being a coach, sitting back, seeing it, you know, I've really taken a lot of my game strategy, like understanding that the little details matter, you know, to be successful. And a lot of that does come from the collegiate experience, you know, being under Rick.
As you look at the season starting up, what kind of expectations and goals do you have for your team?
Oh, I got big expectations. I think I got bigger expectations than they do. But, you know, we started off this season, and our assistant principal, Mr. Connick, came in and kind of told us this, and this really hit our team hard. You know, he said, you've got an A point and you've got a B point. A is October 16th, where first the official practice starts. But what's the B? You know, what do you want to be? What determines the B is all the things preseason, in-season, postseason. You get to determine that. You know, and the girls and I and assistant coach, we want to push these girls to a limit that they've never been to. You know, and they come in every day and they give me 110%. I tell them all the time, I don't care how many mistakes you make, but you're giving me 110% every day. I'm satisfied with that because I know you're going to get better. And, I mean, I told the girls, I said, look, I want an Elite Eight this year. You know, let's you know, start small. And they build off of that, too. You know, and I said, well, hold on now. You know, they're like, okay, Elite Eight. I said, no, I changed my mind. Let's go to the Final Four. Let's go big, right? That's our goals, you know. And you've got to set goals. You got to know, first off, you have to know the purpose of your team, who your team is. And then you got to set goals. Because if you don't set goals, how do you expect to get there, you know? And so the expectations are really high, but, you know, the girls, we believe in them, and we just hope that they, you know, that they can believe in themselves as well.
Do you find, or have you found over these last few years, whether as an assistant or now as a head coach, do players buy in easier? Do they listen more because of your experience playing at the collegiate level?
I honestly think that helps. You know, and as players, you want to respect their coach. But how you respect their coach, of course, the side of them is they want to know that you, like, you play basketball, you kind of know. But in my opinion, you know, seeing all different types of coaching styles, it really doesn't matter. If you can get these girls to buy in your program, and that's with discipline, that's with structure, that's with communication. Communication is huge. You want girls to buy into your program and believe in you. It's all about how can you communicate to them. They want you to put the time in every day. And I believe, you know, if you have all those aspects as a coach, you believe in them and you are constantly giving them positive reinforcement. High school is a lot different than college. You know, yeah. These girls, I mean, they're 80% of them aren't going to go play college ball. And, you know, you have to accept that. It's a completely different level. High school, AAU, and collegiate, they don't even compare. And if, like I said, you've got to believe in these girls, you know, every day. And you have to just talk to them and get them to buy in by just, you know, all getting on the same page and having that goal. And, you know, that's just how high school basketball is.
Visiting this week on Inside JAG Nation with Lauren Walker, the head girls basketball coach at Baker High here in Mobile. 4-year leather winner for Jaguar women's basketball 2009 through 12. I want to go back when you were a kid. When did you start playing and why?
I started playing, I believe it was about 4 years, 4 years old. I guess I started playing because my dad gave me a basketball. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he put a ball in my hand, and that's just how it was. I love the speed of the game. I love the structure of the game. I love the team aspect. And I ever since then, I've yet to put down a ball, even though I'm not playing anymore, but I'm still coaching. I can't get away from it.
Were there any other sports that interested you growing up?
Oh, definitely. Yes, yes. No, it really was. I loved track. You know, I did the triple jump, high jump. I loved running, but basketball just, you know, I played softball for 10 years, but, I mean, basketball was just that go-to sport. It was just, I just had a different love for it when I played the game. You know, I love playing sports in general, but basketball was just something special. I just felt that that was who I am and who I was supposed to be.
Of course, you were in Cabot, Arkansas, went to high school there. At what point did you think to yourself, you know, a college scholarship and playing college basketball is a possibility?
My seventh grade year. I'll never forget it. I just, you know, maybe that's just because I hit middle school at that, you know, point in time. It was done with the youth, and it was just real. About seventh grade, and I had goals, and I just wasn't going to be satisfied until I got that scholarship.
So, obviously you went south because that's what we're talking about, but who else recruited you?
Arkansas Tech really recruited me a lot, and you know that was inside of Arkansas. You know, when something told me, I just, you know, not that I didn't want to get away, but you know, I definitely loved South Alabama, and I saw that was a really fast growing university, and you know, I loved Rick's, you know, coaching style, and when I came on the recruiting visit, you guys stole me. You know, you took my heart. So that's that was one, and I had a Northern Illinois as well, and so I just, South Alabama was the pick. That was the one.
Well, you came in, you play every year you played, mm-hmm. but there was a difference. The first couple of years, yeah. is a few minutes a game and not a ton of stats, mm-hmm. and then go your junior year, you kind of picked it up. Your playing time did, your scoring average mm-hmm. did. What do you think, looking back, you did to get that bigger role and to play a bigger part in the program?
Honestly, I worked harder, skill basketball-wise. You know, coming in, especially in a freshman and sophomore, I came in with a lot of good players. Shakira Nettles, I mean, all them, they were all conference players. You know, they were great players. Maybe I came in a little freshman, a little intimidated, you know, but I, you know, sat back and watching and, you know, I got better as a player because I started understanding. You know, Rick always said, you know, defense gets you on the court, offense keeps you on. And, you know, my defense wasn't as strong as, you know, but then it kind of clicked. You know, I'm not young anymore. You know, it takes, you know, even Coach Breacher, he would say it takes some kids longer than others. And I believe it just took me longer than others. You know, it just took a little bit. But once it clicked, man, I found my groove. I found who I was. I remembered why, you know, I love the game and why I'm here. And I think maturity-wise, I grew up maturity. I think that had a lot of role to, you know, my junior year as well.
Well, for the listeners out there, I couldn't tell you good defense from bad. I'm not a coach, but I can tell you what the numbers say, and that is that you could shoot the three because you're among the top 10 in school history, 35%. Your junior year, you were among the Sun Belt leaders, hit almost 43%. So whatever you did, you got to stay on the court with those numbers. I know that. When you look back to those days now, and I think we talked about it a little bit earlier, but what are the things that you take from your 4 years as a student athlete that you apply today?
Really the hard work that it took and all around. Our strength and conditioning coaches at South Alabama really built me a foundation. I mean, just understanding that hard work will pay off. And not just hard work on the basketball court. It takes for a good player. You have to be a student athlete first. You have to be able to work hard outside of the player. And those things, you know, in my opinion as a coach, they all come together in the nature of game of basketball. And just the 4 years I was there, understanding that if you want to be successful in life, whether it be on the basketball court or anything, that you have to work harder than your neighbor every single day and you'll get there.
When you look back, and it isn't that long ago, so hopefully this
isn't
a hard question.
Not too long.
What's your favorite memory? What are your best memories or story from your time as a student and a student athlete at South?
Man, just being with all, you know, basketball court wise, I guess, you know, if I say that, I'll never forget the Lipscomb game. That was probably the Lipscomb game, that was my junior year, I believe. You know, we were down, and, you know, I hit a few threes to bring us back up, and that was the time that it – I don't think out of my 4 years I've had a better experience than ever, because it clicked for me as a player, and it clicked for us as a team. We were pretty good. You know, I can tell you that. We had some grit. Our group of girls, you know, we came in as a freshman, all three of us, you know, Sardae Peterson, CeCe Kennan, we all stayed together throughout those years, and my junior and senior year and my freshman and sophomore, our 4 years were great experiences. But I loved, even all my friends outside of South Alabama, you know, all my soccer friends and baseball buddies and softball friends, we just had a good group. You know, an all-athlete, you know, I think, and this is my opinion, so I'm going to say I'm wrong, but our 2008-2012, I believe, was the starting point, really, athletics. You know, and I think, you know, us being there and just continuing and all the good coaches South Alabama's brought in, you know, they've grown. I mean, every day I hear something, oh, South Alabama does this. South Alabama, you know, breaking records, doing all this stuff. So, and that feels good because I was a part of that.
Now, you figured out really early on, as you told us here a few minutes ago, that you knew you wanted to play in college. When did you figure out you wanted to coach?
Oh, this, everyone asked me that. Like, I did not decide my major until, God, it had to be the middle of my junior year of college. And that's what I was talking about. I really think that has a lot of impact of me as a freshman and sophomore. I didn't even know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And my junior, beginning of my junior, it just clicked. I figured out what I wanted to be. I figured out how to get it done on the basketball court and outside. About middle of my junior year, I decided, man, I got two more years left. I might never touch a basketball again or even be a part of it. I don't think I'm okay with that, you know? And at maturity-wise, you know, I grew up and I just started understanding, you know, communication and how to talk to people and how to, you know, I just felt that I could reach, you know, I love teaching. I love, you know, that aspect too, you know, and I love teaching. Well, coaching is teaching too, and I didn't want to get away from it. So I just kind of made the decision, look, this is what I want to be. I just felt it in my heart, you know, and that was the right decision for me.
Well, you ended up getting your degree 2013, mm-hmm. Health and Physical Education. Was there anything you did those last 2 years as a player and then before you ended up with that first assistant job at high school in 2013 that to prepare you to enter the field? Was it just paying attention to what coach was doing, or did you go to some camps, or what did you do to get coaching knowledge to be able to have a resume?
Honestly, you know, my first year coaching, you know, I got a phone call. You know, I was in the middle of student teaching. And in Alabama, you can be a coach and not a teacher. at that time. When Satsuma called me, you know, they had a coach, and Bridget Hollis, you know, she came from Trustville. She turned that program around, you know, went to the Elite Eights, Final Fours, and she was a huge mentor for me. You know, she was young. I was 23. You know, she was young too. She was like 29, 30. And that just, her coaching styles, she was a collegiate athlete too. You know, she played in Montevallo. And her coaching styles, I really got to pay attention to that. You know, and she really taught me the communication aspect, but she taught me, you know, how to really reach kids on the basketball court even when they're not good. You know, you can make a kid in high school, they might not be the best player skill-wise, but you can make them a good player. And just, you know, just really paying attention and watching. But it took me literally 4 years to become a good coach. Because to be a good coach, in my opinion, you have to see all different types of coaching styles. You got to see the best. You got to see maybe the worst. You got to see a coach that's good but don't know what they're doing. Or you got to see a good coach that just has good players or something. You know, to be a good coach, you have to experience all those things because you're not going to know. You know, you just – all those aspects as a coach, you see all those four things, and I think, you know, that molds you into the coach that you are.
Now – South pulled you away from Arkansas.
They did.
But you ended up staying. Your jobs have been Satsuma, Foley, Daphne High Schools. Did you know you wanted to stay in the area, or was it just that that's where the coaching opportunity came, so you kind of stayed around and have built on it since?
Well, you know, I did not know. You know, I prayed about it a lot. You know, my senior year, you know, Arkansas is a big coaching, I mean, our big coaching and basketball state. I mean, very good teams. And I would have, you know, I'd love to go back. But something just, my heart was just here. I don't know what it was. It just, maybe I wanted the opportunity because I knew basketball wasn't as strong down here. But I just felt like, you know, I'm supposed to be here for a reason. And, you know, my goal is I'm not stopping until I win that state championship or multiple. And I just felt like, you know, these girls in this area just needed me. And my heart wouldn't let me leave.
What do you feel as your long-term goals are? Do you like teaching so much that you want to stay at the high school level? Do you hope to coach in college? Do you dream of a WNBA job? I mean, is there a certain level, or you just want to keep coaching and wherever the road goes, it takes you?
Honestly, you know, I love coaching high school. I love the high school atmosphere. I love these types of kids, you know, because you're as a high school coach, you're molding these children, you know, especially the high school and the society. You know, sometimes a lot of these players aren't getting what they need at home, and then they come here. And I feel – I love that aspect. I love being, you know, someone they look up to. I love teaching them things that possibly they couldn't, you know, be getting taught at somewhere else. But you know what? Where the road goes. Where I'm supposed to be, you know, God will place me where I'm supposed to be. So you never know. You never know, man.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Lauren Walker, the head girls varsity basketball coach at Baker High School, and a four-year letter winner for Jaguar women's basketball. We appreciate the time. Somehow we feel like you've got class to teach and coaching to prepare for. But before we let you go, I want to ask you some non-basketball questions so our listeners get to know a little bit more about you away from the job. So as we go here the rest of the way, just first thing that comes to your mind, that's what we want. Yeah. And first question's, you don't have a lot because teaching and coaching is time-consuming. When you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
Free time was fun. Oh, man, I don't really know. Hey, free time. Well, I'm a big evening person. I like to chill and lay out. I like to watch my TV shows. Hey, and let me tell you, my TV shows has changed since college. I love my Law & Order SVUs. I love that crime, you know. A part of me in the back of my head did kind of maybe want to be a detective, you know, like a little kid trying to figure out who they wanted to be, but I do love my detective shows.
What's your favorite sport outside of basketball?
Football. I love football. My dad says maybe it's because of the sport I never played, but I love some football, and, you know, being from Arkansas, of course, I'm a big Arkansas fan, even though we're struggling a little bit this year more than normal. I love watching football. I'm a big Cowboys fan, Saints fan. I love Sunday footballs and Saturday SEC football.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
Last year, I had a big weekend. I went to the Golden State Warriors and New Orleans Pelicans game. I sat 10 rows behind Steph Curry's bench. I was in awe the whole time. I loved it. Man, Curry can shoot those threes out. You know, that was awesome. And then 24 hours later, I went to the Saints game that Sunday. I was 5 rows behind the end zone. So probably that.
I don't know.
In a weekend. So, I mean, I was in sports all kinds of awe.
I don't know who you've gotten to know in the last 5 years, but to get those seats must be some pretty powerful people.
Oh, it was awesome. I cherish those pictures for days. It was a very blessed experience, and I hope to go back soon.
If there's one athletic event you've never been to but you want to go, what's top of your bucket list?
Man, top of my bucket list. I want to see a Cowboys game in the Cowboys Stadium. Now, I've seen the Arkansas and Texas A&M game twice in the Cowboys Stadium, but I want to see a Cowboys game in the Cowboys Stadium. That's what I want to see.
What's the best vacation you've ever been on?
Oh, man, God. The best vacation? I think I got two. Normally we take I was growing up, especially, in my college days, we normally take a girls' family trip. My Aunt Mary and we all, my mom and grandmother and aunts and cousins, us ladies, we went to Paris, France for a week. I really enjoyed that, but then a year and a half later, we went to St. Kitts. So if I had to see Paris, France versus, tropics, I don't know. I had to flip a coin on that. One of the two. I can't decide.
It's a tough decision.
Yeah.
If you're going on a dream vacation to a place you've never been, where's the first place you're going?
Oh, man. That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that. It'd have to be definitely somewhere out of the United States. Somewhere out of the United States for sure.
Favorite movie?
Favorite movie. Ooh. I've got a lot of favorite movies. A favorite movie probably would have to be, my dad would like this, Walk the Line, Johnny Cash.
Favorite musical artist?
My music has changed since college, too. I guess I'll have to, my teammates back then would be proud if I said something like this. So, I guess I have to pick Chris Brown or someone like that, Drake, one of those artists.
You say that with not nearly a conviction.
I'm not sure. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really sure now. I like all types of music, honestly, but, I still have a little bit of, I try to have a little bit of soul still.
When a Hollywood producer here in the next 20 years or so comes into Mobile and says, man, this is a phenomenal story of Lauren Walker going from student athlete to high school coach and the career that you've established. What actress is going to play the lead role in that movie?
What actress? Oh, if I had to pick. Sandra Bullock. If she's still she's still an actress. She's one of my faves. She's a good one. She's good.
The guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Lauren Walker. Baker High School opens Tuesday, 5:30 at Murphy, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday next week we'll play in McGill Tulane's tournament. Congratulations
on
your head varsity job, the first of your career. Best of luck this season and moving forward. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Go Jags.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!
Wow!